Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, time now for WCHL Trivia. And let me welcome to the show once again, as always, Fred Wagoner Geiger.
You are so kind.
How you doing there?
Thank you, Ronald Stutz.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
It's all good. Doing all right. Ready for some trivia today because I'm gonna need a little extra energy.
Are you sagging today?
Yeah, I'm just sagging a little
bit. What happened?
Need another cup of coffee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't drink the stuff.
Really?
Yeah. But I love the smell of it.
I limit myself to 2 cups a day.
Yeah.
After that, it sort of wears on my stomach a little bit. But
well, supposedly
caffeine's
that's some of that coffee caffeine stuff supposed to be good for you.
Oh yeah. Well,
to some degree, I don't know.
I like it, but I can't drink more than 2 cups. But
so when do you have the 2 cups?
Huh?
When do you have the 2 cups? In the morning?
One first thing in the morning when I get here.
Yeah.
And then another one probably an hour later.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to have one like after you come back from lunch or something?
Usually during the 7 o'clock news, CBS, right. I walk into the kitchen and get a second cup.
Ah.
First cup, Rand always brings.
Oh, how
first thing
how
in the morning.
Nice
how about that?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm honored to be served coffee each
How
morning by
that?
Rand Northam. I mean, it's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. So, at any rate, 2 cups, that's it for me. Then I have to switch over to cold drinks in the afternoon.
You have 2 cups to paradise?
Yep, 2 tickets to paradise.
Yes.
Pack your bags tonight. Oh, for heaven's sake. It always deteriorates.
Freddie Money!
Yeah. It always deteriorates into this,
yeah, I know.
Doesn't it?
Hey, time and anniversaries is our category today.
Bring me some water.
Yep.
Something else we could talk about drinking.
Everybody rock and roll the place. Time and anniversaries.
Baby, hold on to me.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
We were shaking. Go ahead, man.
Sorry. Okay. The first time capsule to bear that name is due to be unearthed from Flushing Meadows in the year 6939.
Whoa.
The 5,000th anniversary of what?
I won't be around.
No, I don't think we're going to. The first time capsule to bear that name is due to be unearthed from Flushing Meadows in the year 6939, the 5,000th anniversary of what? So your clues in this one, Flushing Meadows and the date 6939, 5,000th anniversary, so count back to when it was actually planted.
Who's going to keep up with that and make sure that happens?
We've got some sharp people out there.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, who's going to pass that down from one generation?
Oh, that thing. Oh, I'm
generation
sure
generation to the next.
Well, I hope we're around for it.
Yeah, we're at 6939. I kind of doubt it. I kind of doubt we're going to be around.
Well, I know that.
Other
I mean, I hope the planet's around.
Yeah, me too.
Heck, Flushing Meadows could be under 200 feet of water by
then. Be flushed by then. You don't know.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Training. It's half off. Personal training services available now. Lauren Cruz at Chapel Hill Training is ready to help you meet or exceed your fitness goals. With today's deal, get one 60-minute personal training session per week for a month for just $140, normally $280, or participate in two 60-minute personal training sessions per week for a month for just $280, normally $560. It's half off from Chapel Hill Training. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, that's a difficult question you asked this
morning. Flushing Meadows, New York.
Uh-huh.
The year would have been 1939. This scene has been in several movies as a set or site.
Uh-huh.
Particularly in Men in Black, the first.
Yeah.
The New York World's Fair.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to wait 50,000 years or something?
Not 50,000.
How many years?
6939, so 5,000 years after 1939. So the fair opened April 30th of that year, ran until October the 31st, and unfortunately, wow, speaking of doom, by that time, October of 1939, we had already, the world was plunged into World War II.
Uh-huh.
Because Nazi Germany had invaded Poland on September the 1st, and all the alliances kicked in and the cards fell.
Yeah.
Not a good time.
No, it wasn't.
No, so we hope 6939 bodes better times.
Yeah. I hope so.
Maybe somebody in 6939 will be sitting somewhere and doing trivia questions.
Exactly, on the radio.
5,000 years ago,
Exactly. There was a guy named Freddie Kiger who asked a trivia question about this. What was...
What minutia-minded individual.
What was the point? Oh, boy. Well, thank you.
Thanks for playing, folks.
I had a ball.
We'll do it again.
Blast.
All right.
Good time.
Bye.